Hi there and welcome back to the Style Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Gilby. I'm a personal stylist based in London. I'm going to get straight to it today. Today we're talking about people who have tons of clothes in their wardrobe but still feel like they've got no outfits. So is that you? Do you feel like you've got loads and loads of clothes, none of them are really sparking any joy for you, but you still find it difficult to pull together outfits in the morning? That doesn't make sense. You should have lots of outfits if you've got lots of clothes, right? But that isn't the case at all. So I'm going to run through the three top reasons why this happens, and then I'm going to give you an action plan on how to solve that and to have less clothes but have more outfits. So if you think that's you, then listen, this is the podcast for you. I'm personal stylist, as I've mentioned, and for the last 10 years, I've been seeing inside people's wardrobes and editing their wardrobes. And, you know, most of the reasons people hire a personal stylist, it's really because they're frustrated with their wardrobe and they feel overwhelmed and they've lost their style mojo and they're in a rut and they're wearing the same things over and over again and they're bored and they're disenchanted and all those sorts of things. So let's get straight to the reasons. Number one is clutter. So Marie Kondo is like a big deal at the moment. She's got a series on Netflix, and something that she mentions that I totally agree with is you should declutter your life because it just makes you feel more streamlined. It gives you clarity, I think, on lots of aspects of your life. And that is definitely true with your wardrobe. How can you see outfits if it's just full of clutter? She says as well that clothes should spark joy. And again, I totally 100% agree with that. So although, you know, you do need some basics in your wardrobe, like a white t-shirt, and maybe that may not spark joy, but most of the things that you have in your wardrobe should make you feel excited and joyful about wearing. You know, fashion is fun. It has the ability to change our mood, to elevate our mood and change our day. You know, clothes really do have that power. When you put a great outfit on in the morning, you think, yes, today is going to be a great day. I do that anyway, but so moving on. So number one, clutter. Number two, style rut. So people have got lots of clothes in their wardrobe, but the second top reason is that they've got themselves into a style rut. So they're wearing exactly the same outfit day in, day out, because it's easy. So what I mean by that is just grabbing that trusty pair of jeans, grabbing your Converse or your Stan Smiths, putting those on, and a t-shirt, running out the door. I mean, we're all busy. This morning, I had to drop my son at a dodgeball class by 8 o'clock in the morning, making packed lunches, everything. It's hectic. Our lives are hectic, and it's very easy to fall into a style rut. You know, this means that you're only wearing a small percentage of your wardrobe. Number three, and this is a huge one, is bad shopping. So what I mean by bad shopping is just thoughtless shopping. So basically just grabbing 10 minutes at lunch to rush to Zara or Topshop or whatever and grab something that you think you like, not thinking it through, coming back, putting it in your wardrobe, your already overstuffed wardrobe, and then realizing, oh, actually, this doesn't work with what I've already got in my wardrobe. The reason for that is because it hasn't been thought through. So I'm going to go into more detail about this when I give you the action plan in a second. So bad shopping is because we don't have time again. So, you know, it's better if you can just to hold off and just don't buy that thing and just try and at the beginning of each new season, really, really think, what do I need in my wardrobe? What's going to make a difference to me in this wardrobe? What is the cost per wear of this item? Are there lots of occasions I can wear it to? Am I going to get value for money? You know, I think in this day and age as well, people are thinking more and more about how they can repurpose their clothes. On an earlier podcast with Naomi from Anthology Boutique, we discuss how, you know, you might have a fabulous dress, a really, really dressy, amazing dress. And in years gone by, you would have just worn it to a special event, kept it for best, and then put it into a dust bag and put it away in the wardrobe, not to be worn again. Nowadays, that's not the case because you can dress that dress down, wear it with trainers, put a belt around it, wear it with a bomber jacket, a denim jacket. You can dress these things down and wear them again and again and get greater cost per wear. So this is about really thinking about your purchases, maybe buying less, but buying some slightly more expensive pieces, some more classic pieces that you're going to get more time out of in the future. So the top three reasons are clutter, being in a style rut, and bad shopping. So number one, we're going to deal with first, how to declutter your wardrobe. So basically what I suggest is every season, at the beginning of the season, take everything out of the wardrobe. If you can, and if you've got the space, separate out the seasonal clothes. So now we're taking out all our jumpers and winter coats and all those sorts of things and packing them away. And if you can, put them up in the loft, or if you've got a spare room, put it away in the wardrobe in the spare room. But just get it out of the way. That's the main thing. You don't want to be trawling through all these winter jumpers and everything else when you're trying to find your nice light t-shirt and denim shorts and that kind of thing. It just slows us down and it's frustrating. So take everything out. Now, rationalize everything. If you've got some pieces that you didn't wear last summer, are you going to wear them again this summer? Really think. Why are you not going to wear them again? Because you didn't really like them last summer. Maybe it was a shopping mistake that you made. You know, you bought something in a rushed purchase. Maybe you've put on weight or lost weight and they don't fit anymore. Fit's really, really important. It's actually really quite toxic to have things in your wardrobe that don't fit, if you've put weight on, that don't fit you anymore. Think very seriously, are you really going to lose that weight again? If you are, great. Well, you know, keep it if you love that piece, but otherwise get it out of the wardrobe and get it out of the way. You don't need to throw it in the bin. You know, you can make money by selling some things on eBay. There are lots of resale sites now where you can sell clothes and maybe make a little bit of money towards a new wardrobe or buying a few pieces for, you know, for the new season. But just get these things out. Look at things. Have they got stains on them? Are they stained? You know, yellow sweat stains, not a good look. Or, you know, a dirty collar, those kinds of things. And if they can't be dry cleaned or you can't get that stain out, then it's definitely time to let them go. Obviously, moths have a go at things. So anything with moth holes, get those out too. Those sorts of things you can throw away, but maybe there are some other gems in there that you could sell just to make a bit of money. But be quite brutal and be quite clear, you know, are you going to wear that thing again? Is it dated? What sorts of things have you got happening this year? At work, do you want to be promoted? Are you going for a more senior position? Have you changed jobs? Are the clothes in your wardrobes reflecting who you are today? That's really important. So when you're decluttering, think about if the clothes are telling the story that you want to tell to the world. How do you want to appear to the world? Pulled together, polished, casual, edgy. Just think of all these things when you're throwing out the clothes and being quite brutal with that. So the style rut is number two. How do you solve getting out of your style rut? So basically, people who are in a style rut will walk into a shop and they'll almost have blinkers on when they walk into the shop and just see the same things that they're used to buying over and over again and just go and buy those things again. A really good way to get out of a style rut is to do a mood board at the beginning of the season. It sounds like a bit of a faff and a pain in the arse, but it isn't. Because it's easy now on Pinterest. I mean, you used to have to get magazines and cut pictures out and stick them on a big piece of paper. But no, you don't need to do that anymore. Thank God. You can just go to Pinterest and just have a look at the sort of cuts and styles of things that you like the look of, and start to put a board together. And it's really, really insightful. It just sort of shows you whether you're drawn to pattern and colour and those kinds of things. If you can find a style icon, that's a really good way to get out of a style rut. So mine is definitely Alexa Chung. She is a lot younger than me, I have to be honest. So I'm in my mid-40s now. But she wears really cool clothes and stuff that really speaks to me. So the way she puts outfits together really speaks to me. I like to dress in a feminine but quite edgy way. I don't want to be trendy, and most of the clients that I work with, actually no one ever says to me, I want to look really trendy. It's always just, I want to look up to date. I want my wardrobe to look up to date. You know, if wide leg trousers are in at the moment, I'd like to have some wide leg trousers, but it's not about looking trendy. It's just about opening your eyes to things that will suit you that you may not have thought of before. It's something that I work on really quite deeply with my clients in the Wardrobe Edit. I get them to do a mood board before I meet them, and then we go over it and work out what they're drawn to. You know, you don't have to be drawn to pattern if you're not that person. If you don't like bright colours, that's fine. It's just really, really handy to narrow down the choice and to work out what your style personality and your personal style is. So this takes me to point number three, which is bad shopping. Bad, rushed, not thought through, unplanned, hectic shopping is never going to make for a coherent, smooth wardrobe. If you can, once you've decluttered, if you can then think, right, what are the pieces I need in my wardrobe this year? I want to be more senior at work. I want to look more polished. Do you have any tailoring? Think about that. So if you haven't got any tailoring, I mean, most of us work in a smart casual environment, so I'm not talking looking corporate. That's not what I mean. I mean, adding a bit of polish to your look by the odd piece of tailoring. Maybe that all that needs is a blazer. Maybe add a blazer to pull your look together. Maybe your jeans are looking a bit scruffy, so you might need to add to your shopping list this year a pair of smart jeans. Perhaps your trainers are looking dated. In that case, you need to add a pair of trainers. You know, this is planned shopping, thinking of the pieces that are going to work with what's already in your wardrobe. So when I create a shopping list for my clients, I'm thinking, right, what do they already have that's great that we can just bring to life with some other bits, like maybe a belt or a blazer. Maybe they don't have the basics. Check your basics. Do you have a nice fresh white t-shirt? Things like that. Something else I wanted to mention as well is that lots of magazines will say, okay, for a capsule wardrobe, you need a Mac, a crisp white shirt, and it, no. Not the case at all. I don't need a Mac. I definitely don't like it. I hate wearing shirts. It's just not me at all. I'm more of a blouse kind of person, feminine dresser. I'd never feel right when I'm wearing a shirt. It's not for me. So everyone's capsule wardrobe is different because it depends on your life, what you're doing, you know, running around. Are you a stay-at-home mum or are you a lawyer? You know, what do you do? What do you need in your wardrobe? What's going to work the hardest for you? So everyone's capsule wardrobe is different. So you just need to take some time to consider what the pieces are that you need. I mean, for me this season, I would say I always update my white t-shirts because I think they need to look fresh. And once they're washed out a few times, you know, you need to replace them, and it just looks a lot better and a lot more polished if you've got a nice fresh white one. So for me, they're really, really handy. One of those, a checked blazer. I got a really nice pastel pink blazer from M&S this season. I don't normally shop in M&S, but I really, really love their blazers at the moment. So I got one of those, and I need some new trainers because my trainers are looking dated. So they're the things that I'm going to be updating, and I always buy a new summer dress, you know, but it's just considering the items that you need to get in your wardrobe so you're not rushing out and just buying things, putting them in your wardrobe and then realizing that they don't work with what you've already got. So what we're trying to get to is a streamlined wardrobe that's organized and that sparks joy, in the words of Marie Kondo. And then I recommend as well, once you've decluttered, you've done your mood board and you've thought about the items that you need to update your wardrobe with this season, considered shopping, is to organize the wardrobe into, now Marie, this is where I do disagree with her, because she says put it into color. So put everything green that end and then red and then pink and then blue. I think that's confusing. If you're pulling an outfit together in the morning, I like to see, where are my trousers? I want to wear trousers today. So I would categorize the wardrobe. So I would put it into skirts, trousers, shirts, blouses, put it in that order. And then you can color coordinate within that category rather than just doing it color coordinated, because I don't think that reads quite as well. So there you go. So that's the main reasons that, you know, whenever I work with people, it's always the same. Really, people are so similar. They have the same wardrobe frustrations. And it's usually that they just have failed to, they've stopped seeing the clutter and they're just sort of rooting through loads and loads of clothes in the morning. They haven't streamlined their wardrobe and they've got into a style rut and they're shopping in a bad way. And those are the top ways to solve those problems if you feel that you're one of those people. So yeah, so thank you for listening. And please, if there's anything you want me to discuss on the podcast, talk about on the podcast, do get in touch with me, send me a message, and I'll be delighted to cover it in my upcoming podcast in over the next few weeks. I'm going to sign off. Thank you. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.